It involves a cover-up. It involves things being hidden. It involves certain people's reputation. It's a story you're not going to be able to tell because nobody's going to broadcast it because of the implications.
Yeah, it's this road on the right here.
On the right here?
Yeah.
So which house is it?
Number 6. That one there. Definitely that house.
My name's Debbie Marshall. I'm an investigative crime journalist. And for more than 3 decades, I've reported for TV, radio and print. I've written 8 books, mostly true crime, and I also tracked down the killer of my own partner. I've just spent the past 18 months investigating sensational South Australian murders from 40 years ago.
I want to be able to say, these people, you did this to these boys. Because only one person's been convicted, only one. And there's a lot more involved.
It's led me from the Australian outback to the Adriatic coast into a terrifying world of abductions, killings and cover-ups committed by a shadowy network of pedophiles known colloquially as the family.
People at the house would essentially take turns with the boys, is that right?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
Occasionally they did, but not all the time, okay?
There's many of them are still alive and are out there and they should be behind bars.
Absolutely should be behind bars. I mean, imagine what the families went through during that time. Sorry. Too much of a mother in me. I can't stand it. It's heartbreaking.
This is Frozen Lies, the podcast.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.